Well, good morning, happy Monday, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope everybody's had a good weekend. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And yesterday, this past Sunday, we continued on in our I Am series, and we were in John chapter 3. And this is a really extraordinary story. There's a guy named Nicodemus. He's a ruler of the Jewish people. He's a Pharisee. He's part of what's called the Sanhedrin, which is the ruling council of the Jews, basically the Supreme Court for the Jewish people. He's probably rich, probably a wealthy man. Because he's a Pharisee, we know that he's moral, disciplined, religious. I mean, all of those things. And he comes to Jesus and he starts off by saying, Rabbi or teacher, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus looks at this very moral, probably older gentleman who's, again, disciplined, wealthy, part of the in crowd. And without hesitation, Jesus says to him, truly, I say to you, Nicodemus, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And what's so great about this, Tim Keller does a really good job of pointing it out in a message that he preached on this passage, where he says, you know, Nicodemus is so not the typical person that in our kind of 21st century context that we think of when we think about being born again. Oftentimes we look at folks, I mean, just to be honest, right? We look at folks who have maybe made really poor decisions in their lives, socially speaking or relationally speaking or economically speaking or whatever it is, people who are down and out. And we say, oh yeah, you know, for that person would need to be born again. They need a second lease on life or a second chance. Maybe you've been in that position where you very much understood, man, I feel like I need to be born again. Nicodemus is not that person, at least the way we would often think about it. Nicodemus is this religious, moral, disciplined, wealthy guy. And yet Jesus looks at him and says, look, everyone, you included, need to be born again in order to see or enter the kingdom of God. The analogy that I used on Sunday, I said, look, the Bible clearly teaches all throughout Scripture, all of us are sinful. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The gospel is the great equalizer. It tells us, right, we are undeniably flawed, every single one of us, and yet also unbelievably loved. And so I used this analogy on Sunday. I said, look, picture a beautiful tree that's bearing fruit, that's huge and full of life. That's the goal for all of us. God wants to take us and grow us in such a way that we bear fruit. But here's the thing. I said this picture, and I showed a picture of a dead tree, like just a very obviously dead tree. And I said, this is us apart from Christ. The Bible describes us as spiritually dead and in need of rebirth, of replanting. And so I said, look, no matter whether you've made really poor decisions emotionally or sexually or economically or financially, whatever it may be, that's kind of like saying, hey, you've got this dead tree and yeah, you kicked the branches and you were mean to that tree and you didn't tend that tree well. It's still dead at the end of the day. But on the flip side, right, maybe you've come from the right background and you've made what you consider to be really good decisions, and you've got a great job, and you've been really religious and really moral and really disciplined. The bottom line is you're still dead. You can tend that tree and you can give it fertilizer and you can trim the dead branches all you want in hopes that it's going to grow, but it's not going to grow because it's dead. And that's us apart from Christ. The Bible says we need to be, Jesus says, we need to be reborn. And that happens for all of us, the religious and the non-religious, the wealthy and the poor, the from our social standing, the those of us doing well and those of us very broken. All of us are sinful and we are in need of grace. We are in need of being reborn. And that's a sovereign act of God, something God is the acting agent there. We receive grace through faith. And so I really encouraged our folks on Sunday. I said, look, Jesus says this happens by believing, by trusting in Jesus Christ, by being aware. We kind of broke that down to say, look, we need to be aware of the facts. We need to know who Jesus is and what he did for us. We need to believe that those facts are true, that Jesus really did die on the cross and was risen again for our salvation. But then we need to trust him. We need to really believe and place our hope and stake our faith and our hope on Jesus Christ as our Savior and our only hope for salvation. So I want to give us a moment to pray here. And I'm going to encourage us maybe in two ways, or I guess encourage us in the same direction, but for maybe two different groups of people. For those of us who, just to be honest, maybe you've grown up in all the right, quote unquote, right circles. You've grown up with the right background. Maybe you've grown up in church. You consider yourself moral and religious, but maybe this passage really spoke to you. You need to be born again. Maybe you've looked at yourself and never really thought, man, I really need Jesus in this way, but you get it this morning. And I just want to encourage you to take some time and pray and say, Lord, forgive me for any time that I would rely on my own works, or my own discipline, or my own religiosity instead of solely and wholly on Christ for my salvation. And then for those of us who very much feel broken and feel like we've made a mess of things, I just want you to celebrate and take time to pray and say, Jesus, thank you that I too, I know that I need to be born again, but I can be born again in Christ. So just take some time and pray to the Lord right now. Well, thank you so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you guys have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you tomorrow.